And now, everyone in the Padang and the Bay, and Singaporeans watching at home and around the world, please rise for this Majula moment as we recite our pledge and sing our anthem together. Ladies and gentlemen, going out of five, sounds good, feels good.
In the industry, the disembodied voice that you do not see would be akin to the voice of God proclaiming such and such on high, making announcements and pronouncements or coming to decisions or making statements which are not disputed and tend to be instructional. If you can imagine some kind, and I apologize to those who conform to the biblical interpretation of what God is, the all-seeing eye, reaching down and saying, let there be light, you know. If he said there was to be light, then whoever was listening, and since I'm the only one speaking, somebody's got to reach for a switch or replace the light bulb. So you didn't dispute the voice of God because he speaks with a certain level of authority. The NDP game takes me back to 1978. The first time I got involved with NDP was as a participant. I was serving in the military at the time. And then as a professional or someone working in the industry, my first brush with the NDP was as a producer for one of the presenters at the time, my old friend Greg Rosario, who was the radio commentator for the English service. And I basically was his page turner, or shall we say, bag carrier. That happened in 1982 or 83. The current phase, shall I say, of my involvement with NDP was in 1998, when one of my sadly deceased colleagues, Victor Koo, God rest his soul, invited me to be the other, I'm sorry to say, representative. And so myself, Dahlia Chandran from Act 3, and Victor were floor MCs, ground MCs, at the 1998 parade at the old National Stadium. And then I was asked to be the stadium announcer when they found there was some usefulness in that particular function, on top of those who were already on the ground speaking to the audience at the stadium. Since I've been the only person who's ever done this job, I basically define what's going on. And so by process of evolution, it became a job.
We're going to do the Padang Wave with thundersticks this time around. Are you ready? On my count!
You identify the audience, the context in which it is heard rather than the context in which it is read. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. That you would do for the kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the circus!
So it would be circus goers, but ladies and gentlemen, please rise to welcome the arrival of the president, and please remain standing after the national anthem. That's what you would say if the person you were speaking to was 2 feet away from you. But since I'm talking as one person, as the voice of God, then obviously in formal language, ladies and gentlemen, look up to the skies. So that's done in a celebratory mode. The here they come, which you see before the iconic bombers. That's patented, by the way. I'm the only person who ever does that. It was added as a last minute thought. Look up to the skies, and here they come! SG50, 2015, for sure. Because I had an expanded role, it was a banner year, it's significant in so many ways in our national history, passing of LKY, our distinguished leaders. We had a bunch of leaders, we were seen around the world. I was also a performer as well, and there was nobody to replace me in the Voice of God department. So there I was with Glenda. I had to put game face on to talk to TV cameras and the world and then fulfill my function with the huge amount of the expanded repertoire of military hardware. It was the closest thing to a significant milestone until this year. That was probably the most important show, important day in our history, and I was there. I would say that the only signs that I might have a certain affinity to this was that by force of habit or by happenstance, at age 8, I ended up being the guy, and this classmate of mine, Terry, we'd be the ones who read for the class. And so our ECA was going off to the National Library and to assist other children to encourage or to be participatory in a children's literacy program in conjunction with the National Library at the time. Crucial! Mrs. Shears, she's a goddess, would point to Terry and I and said, take these two, because they've got the so-called bandwidth to be able to take this on and help more people, because they're already helping their mates, right? So this will be your ECA. But most importantly, on a Tuesday afternoon, be waiting in the school car park for a grey van to come and pick the two of you up and bring you to Radio and Television Singapore down the road, where you would read these books on tape. You'd have one of my senior colleagues at the time. And now Will Xavier will read you part 3 of The Owl and the Fisherman. I feel that given the Mr. X character, he is a known quantity. I try not to veer too many from there. I mean, as required, say for a commercial, if I recall, this is 40 years ago. Eagle brand tomato chips. Something like that. Something like that. Not very good, I agree. Not very good at all. That kind of made an impression on me, and I decided there and then that I wasn't going to be a talking animal anymore.
Look, look, here come the aircraft. Are you ready? The X-Fighter will perform a bomb burst. Here they come. Here they come. Like it or not.
It is nightfall in the forests of Borneo, and the hunt is about to begin. This way. Quickly, quickly, quickly. I've never heard that before. I've never had anyone say that to me. Oh, how flattering. You know, as much as his portrayals in however number of movies he has done, the speaking voice of Morgan Freeman is, for someone like myself, is something that I've noticed, which I feel is a much higher accolade, because I'm no actor. I work very much in reality, because I am who I am. I'm always playing myself. About 20 years ago, I think it was Jesse Jackson was speaking to the graduating college of Goodman or something like that. He said it is your attitude rather than your aptitude that determines your altitude. And as far as this business is concerned, most people have decide between sounding good and speaking well. For me, there is no option. You have to be both. Or you can decide to be a lawyer. Many happy returns of the 9th of August. Happy birthday, Singapore. I love you.